What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September from the Philly Joan Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ Ricochet on all major platforms.
P-H-I-L-A period.
Hello, hello, hello. I am a girl. I am a September.
DJ Ricochet, the Untouchable Technician.
What it do, baby?
What's poppin'? What's up?
I'm good. I feel good. I had a week to for some R&R.
Right.
And I was able to get that. I did get cursed out by a couple of people for
They always doing that.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, y'all, but we're back. Unfortunately, sometimes you gotta take care of yourself, because if you don't sit yourself down, God will sit your ass down.
That's a fact.
And for good sometimes, so I ain't trying to be one of those. You know,
I don't got time for that. I'm not carrying on the brand. If you check out, I'm not doing it.
I mean, you know, hey, why not? So we're is Women's History Month,
and it's Women's History Month and International Women's Day.
Women's Day. Yeah, so double bubble.
I was like, what the hell? I didn't even know y'all do that.
You never knew that we celebrated.
No, I mean, I knew of International Women's Day.
You didn't know that we
but
had
then a- I didn't know it was a month of in March, right after Black Listen, History Month.
We go straight from Black History to celebrating the sisters. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, as a man, I would just like to say that, you know, okay. I'm not even going to do it because it's your month. Do your thing.
Do men get a month? Now, listen here. We're not going to do this because I always say how much I love my Black men, how much, you know,
I understand that.
So give me my roses while I'm here.
I am giving you your roses, but I'm just saying, like, they don't have nothing for men. Where's the stuff for men? I understand you say that you love your Black men.
When do you want it to be? May?
A men's month?
Because we can make up our own shit. Well, it can't be May. How about in June? Because May is Mother's Day. So we could give you June, even though you're not a father.
Ain't that crazy? Like, if you think about it. So January, you got the new year. Everybody just got finished with Christmas. Then, like, just say you're a gift guy. So you got to do something for Christmas. Then you got to do something for Valentine's Day. Then you got to do something for Women's Month.
You really don't have to do women's. I mean, it's not something that, because for me, telling me you appreciate me, buy me a coffee, send me a text, it doesn't have to be, for me, monetary doesn't all, it doesn't have to be nothing where you spend money.
Right.
Appreciate me, post me, tag me, tweet me, anything.
I'm just putting it out there.
You know, because I mean, I want to go ahead and show appreciation for everybody that's been rocking out with the Philly Joan Podcast.
Hell yeah.
If you haven't been paying attention, I'm not sure if you've been online, but for the past hour, I've been posting all of our supporters, all the females that have been rocking out.
That's dope. I gotta go in there.
And, you know, just everybody that, you know, listened, that pretty much bought, like, merchandise. I've only posted to people that had merchandise, not all of our, like, listeners or whatever. But, you know, if anybody, like, send me your information, your business. We got a whole month, okay? It's only the 8th. So, whatever it is, I'm willing to post, you know, to show appreciation to my Black sisters and my business owners, my women, my queens, my sisters, you know.
That's a fact. That's dope.
We need to be appreciated.
Yeah, y'all do.
Every day as mothers and women, and you know, it's so many. And I'm gonna try to make it really quickly, but shout out to Nadia. She's an education professional. Shout out to Danny. She works down at the morgue, the city morgue. She's no longer at the morgue. I think she switched over. I'm not gonna say exactly where, but she's a city employee.
Okay.
You know, I'm gonna say shout out to Kyra. She is an EMT, essential worker. Shout out to Annie. She works in a healthcare professional as well. Shout out to Shanae, she also works in the healthcare professional. Shout out to MJ. She's also a healthcare professional, but on the management side of things.
Okay. They out here with the money.
Exactly. Shout out to Angel. She is an educator, a counselor, I believe, or behavior specialist, something in that. Or I believe she's like a counselor or something, a school counselor. Okay. So shout out to all the women. I'm sorry if I forgot any of y'all. I'm sure it's a few that I didn't, but charge it. Don't charge it to my heart. Charge it to the game. Okay. And also shout out to my mom. She's a listener. She supports from the minute I can finish recording. She's like probably our first person that listens. No matter what she's doing, she's stopping. What she doing? And her birthday is tomorrow.
Okay, happy birthday, Mom.
She is a Pisces. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you. Enjoy your dinner at Steak 48. That's her last. Oh. That's her last gift. I got her Apple Watch. I got her flowers. I got her cake, and I got her dinner reservations at Steak 48.
It's hard to get a reservation yet, there.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay,
I mean,
when you the boss,
it's International Women's Day. What do you mean? Okay, so yeah, we're going to jump right in it.
Oh, boy.
So this past weekend was what? All-Star Day, All-Star. What was it considered?
I mean. The Thought Weekend.
It was. The Thought Weekend. I mean, okay. So, okay, I have a confession.
Oh, shit.
I did book flights in a room, and I was going. But I have friends that live in Atlanta.
Okay.
So I wasn't necessarily going for the festivities.
But you wanted to be in the area.
I would have I didn't want to like be in the club scenes, but I mean, I would have probably hit up a day party, brunch. You know, that's my type of vibe. I'm not going to be out 1 and 2 in the morning, bumping and fist pumping a Poo Shiesty.
Yeah, they don't even do that. They be on their phones and they wait for the popular songs to get on, wait for their phones.
Look at me. Nobody really has fun anymore. I'm a little too old. I don't really like the club scene. I do enjoy a good time though. So, I mean, every now and again, I like to pop out and enjoy myself. And not only that, the weather wasn't that good in Atlanta this weekend. So that kind of like took me to where it's like, if I go somewhere, I want it to be warmer than where I am. I want it to be, you know, a different vibe. Do I want to be in a city where the traffic is just as bad as home? And, you know, everywhere you go, it's a 40-minute drive to an hour. Then you got to wait an hour or two to eat when you get to a restaurant. I just figured that the city would have been overly populated and just too much for what I was trying to do.
Right.
So I'm going to hold off and go. Another weekend.
Let's not forget it. It was just a whole pepperoni outside, so you know that ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you right. It's definitely, considering the pastrami, a lot of people do not care. Okay, because
so
many posts, they didn't have masks.
Oh
on.
Shit,
they did. I mean, it was just a mess.
I'm scared to death.
Did you see the GoFundMes of the girls?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Couldn't get home.
I didn't see. I don't know if it was multiple girls. I did see one. I actually posted it.
Oh no, there was multiple girls.
Like, I'm telling
you, there was multiple.
If you really think about it, they probably got a way home. Like, it's it's begging, but it works.
You know what? And I mean, for one, if I put up a post, I could put anybody's picture up there. It don't necessarily have to be me.
Mm-hmm.
I can put up. See, that's the thing. I mean, and I think it's so sad because it's a lot of people that really need the help out here.
Right.
And I mean, listen, I'm not knocking nobody's hustle. If they going to pay it, give
man,
it
man, that's
you
not
know,
hustling, man. That's begging.
That is begging. It is begging. I mean, but you never know nobody's situation. So I really can't judge. But I feel like, what do you need $1,300 to get home for? A flight.
She went first class flight on Delta.
Right. But it's.
With the food.
Listen. Well, I mean, for. Come on. Like, she went a business class. I don't know where she going. She went the plane with the bed and
yes,
or like where you going? Like
that's a
the
lot.
One girl, she was flying back to New York. That's only a 3-hour flight, sis. 4-hour flight.
She could have took the train.
She could have took the Greyhound, something. But I think a lot of them girls, like, they just making a mockery of it, and I think that they feel like, hey, Gorilla Glue. I think Gorilla Glue. I know a lot of people was doing it before, but I think since the Gorilla Girl
niggas going nig.
I think you absolutely right. Did you see some girls slept in a U-Haul?
Oh, yeah. They was popping out of the U-Hauls. Twerking in the U-Hauls.
But see, the crazy thing is, I was able to get I had a hotel in Buckhead. I was able to get it with no problem, and it wasn't that expensive.
What you have to understand, so, that you being financially stable.
I'm never financially stable. Well, I'm out here trying to find a way like everybody else. I'm doing everything but making a GoFundMe.
Oh, okay. Well, just imagine how it was when you was like in your early 20s and like.
But if it's multiple, y'all should be able to chip in and get a hotel. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been on some vacations where it was a bunch of us piled up in a room in my early 20s.
Bro, that's crazy.
I've experienced that.
That's crazy.
I've experienced that, mm-hmm, because it was one of those situations where, you know how you say, oh, it's only going to be so-and-so. The next, mm-hmm, thing you know, you invite your girlfriend, you invite your girlfriend, mm-hmm, then it's like, damn, okay, well, six of us in a room. How the hell does that work? But I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I did experience that in my early 20s. It wasn't, and it was also one of those trips where nobody really stayed in the room and everybody branched off with somebody else, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
But I mean, you know, I'm just saying, it was fun. It was fun.
Hey, well, hey, all right.
It was fun. You know, we met some Miami Heat players.
Oh,
you know, because we was in our prime back then, so we had fun. Like it, we really had fun. So before it was over, we was at the Fountain Blue. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Okay, so back to NBA. What happened with Joel and because I didn't even, I had no idea, okay, that they were not playing.
Yeah, so they didn't play because a contact tracing. The NBA is like really, really strict on
so they went
COVID
out?
Protocols. No, so I don't necessarily know if they went out. So I don't know the backstory. All I know is that they didn't play because of contact tracing, meaning somebody within the past 10 days, whether from when they played or they're traveling, had COVID. So to eliminate that, they just be, mm-hmm, like, listen, you're not going to affect the other players, so we're just going to sit you out. It wasn't a big deal.
That's a salty way, though.
I mean, to not play, yeah. I can understand, like, but I don't.
Could you imagine? I mean, that's almost like.
But it's not their first.
Is that equivalent to, like, not. Because I'm a little salty because I have two children that's coming out, one coming out of college and one coming out of high school.
Talk that talk.
So for my daughter not to experience her prom, that's a huge disappointment for me. So is that considered as like equivalent? Like you built up all this time. Well, I mean, they've been to the All-Star before, so maybe it's not equivalent, but again.
Well,
maybe I just wanted to bring up how salty I was about that.
So the prom situation, I completely understand. But as far as the All-Star game, it's not really like the players didn't even want it. The only reason why they had it was because the NBA saw it as a good money grab. It was like, we can go to a city that's already open. Really, yeah, we can go to a city that's already open. None of our players can go to these events. But, you know, it's a place where we can have it. So the NBA is just worried about trying to recoup money because they lost. They lost a couple billion last year.
Okay. So, I mean, I get it. So, yeah, you're right. But, I mean, I don't think that they didn't want to play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they wanted to play.
And I did see one of the Philly promoters post that – I did see one of the Philly promoters post that Embiid couldn't stay away from the parties or something like this. So, I don't know if they went out. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know.
I mean, who knows?
But I mean, you know, it's who knows? But I kind of feel bad for them because I feel like, I mean, a lot of people's like, they didn't deserve it anyway. But apparently they did if they, you know, but whatever.
But the stimmies, the stimmies is on the way.
The stimmies is,
on,
you know what?
The way.
I still have not received.
What we?
My last
we was talking about that. You gonna put it on your taxes, and you said you was gonna do your taxes last week, but because you were so busy.
Yeah, and I'm glad I didn't, because now they're saying hold off because of this. I don't know.
Why they, what?
So I'm glad I didn't. Yeah, they're saying hold off. We'll discuss it off. They were saying like hold off, and it was a reason why. Sometimes procrastination is good.
Not always. Not with the money.
Not necessarily with the money, but if I can get a better, more of a, I don't know if I,
you get
know,
more credit, something like that.
Yes, I'm not, I don't know.
I mean,
know.
Whatever.
Yeah, so, Yeah, you know.
I mean, hey.
Tomato, tomato. But, I mean, do we got any more Philly news? I think that was all of our Philly news.
Philly news. Let's see. Still doing parties and shit. They had a bunch of shit this weekend. You know, the city's opening up. The restrictions are getting lighter and lighter. It's starting to look like remnants of last year before they shut the city down. But, you know, it's no shutdown in sight that I see. Venues are slowly letting more people in. I don't see too many parties. You still got the, like, the hidden stuff. So, I know that I saw some of the clubs doing a little, like, you know, hide-and-seek type things, like not promoting that they're open but having stuff. So, people are trying to figure it out. I feel like this will be a better summer than it was last year, but it's not going to be, like, wide open. I'm wearing my mask for the next 2 years.
Listen, so here, I still wear my, I mean, I did go to a brunch yesterday to celebrate my girlfriend's birthday. Shout out to Nitra from Brilliant Minds Tutor. She's another Pisces, and you know, we celebrated her birthday yesterday. So yeah, it's hard. You know, even when you're in a setting with a close amount of people, whether it's not that many people or not, you still really don't know who was where and whatever. So it's hard. So that's why I try to limit as many interactions or as many turnups as I can, because I know that I don't like wearing my mask. It gives me really bad anxiety.
Okay.
Depending on the setting that I'm in. Like, if I'm out in public, sometimes I have panic attacks because I just can't breathe and I'm just like, this is not working for me. So I try to limit my outside activities to, you know, as least as possible. So yeah, that's
even think that we've been doing this for a year is kind of like unreal.
For a year, it's really our, it's about to be our quarantine anniversary, COVID anniversary. Yeah, like within another week or two, it's like when everything started like going down. Like, I have the date where I was actually laid off from work, and that's, I consider that my COVID anniversary, because that was like one of the, I don't want to say worst days of my life, but yeah, like, and you know, considering with me working in the travel industry, it's still, things are not, still not where they should be. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm, you know, just out here.
Yeah, mine was March 15th. That's when I discovered what non-essential businesses were. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, wow, restaurants, clubs, I didn't know barbershops, beauty salons, gyms, non-essential. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, and it was like, wait a minute, like, hold on. Where did this come? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it wasn't, we never thought about
none
it
of
like
us,
that.
None of us knew what was going on. And now, like, the last time they had something like this was, like, the early 1900s. So it was just, like, nobody alive to tell us what was going on. There was no blueprint.
Yeah, that's, like, crazy because, like, it just never, ever happened, like, in our
time of
being on Earth. So it's, like, this is definitely something that's going to be, like, in history books.
I'm definitely lying.
You know,
to my kids,
like,
so.
Can you imagine our grandkids having to read? And they're, like, oh, my God, you guys were. But it's, like, if you sit back and you think of all the other, like the SARS and the bird flu and the swine, with all these, and it's like, damn, it's all of this shit kind of happened. And so, you know, but it just seems like to us, who would ever think that we would be? And, you know, and
I'm just counting my blessings because I don't want to sit there and say something wrong and then 2021 takes a turn for the worse.
No, I'm not doing none of that. All I'm doing is I'm counting my blessings. I'm wearing my mask. I'm washing my hands. Mm-hmm. I'm taking every, you know, my son's what is she, principal, called and asked me would I be open to him coming in to do hybrid learning,
okay.
2 days a week. I was hesitant, but then I'm kind of thinking about it because it's like, I mean, again, we're not confined to the house. I mean, we still do some things. We may go out to eat, may go to, you know, somewhere here and there. I mean, so it's almost like, damn, do I want to keep him? Because it's like social skills for a kid is really bad because it's almost like all he does is sit in that room and play the game mm-hmm. all day. So for me, I feel bad as a kid. Even when I like step out and go do things, if it doesn't involve, you know, involve him, or if I try to involve him, he's like, no, it's okay. I don't feel now. Go ahead. You got it. I'm good. You know, so all he wants to do is sit and play that game. So he goes to school. He plays the game. He's 13. Mm-hmm. Kids at the age of 13, for one, my son, they cancel his basketball season. He's used to playing sports. He's used to going to school, playing sports, you know, interacting with his kids, going to the Liberty Place stuff too, because, you know, my kids go to school in mm-hmm. Center City. Going to the Liberty Place. And, you know, when we were kids, to the gallery, like, those are things that we did as kids. And it's like, he just entered his teens and it's COVID and he cannot enjoy his childhood. You know, so much as like, even when my son goes to take the bike to ride to Wawa, which is only like 3 blocks away, I'm still like nervous when he doesn't come back right away, you mm-hmm. know? So it's just, it's hard. It's really, really hard. But I may look into that. If you had a child, how would you feel about sending your kid to school 2 days a week?
I don't really know. I just feel like if I had children, I would be super, super protective, just because mm-hmm. it's not necessarily just to be naive. I'd be like, it's never my child, it's everybody else. So, but yeah. You know, I don't know.
Kids, they're not keen on washing it. Even though you tell them,
they don't care about that.
Kids, they're germ carriers.
They don't care about that. I mean, they cough on each other, all that.
Right. They're not going to wear their mask. I can see my son getting in trouble because he doesn't want to put his mask on. And my son is the class clown. But he's one of those kids that is loved by all of his teachers. He gets in trouble from time to time. But
his character is fine.
Right. I mean, and it's like, they'll be like, you know, I really love him. He's smart. But it's always that fucking butt. But, you know, I'm just really thinking about doing it. And if it doesn't work, I can always pull the plug on it. But I mean, again, I'm home during the day. Even though I do attend school 2 days a week, I'll see what days, you know, they are suggesting, and then I'll try to work around it, because I can, like I said, his school is only 10 minutes from my home, so I can take him and pick him up, whereas I don't have to worry about him being on SEPTA, being exposed to different, you know. So again, it's scary because you don't know where the teachers have been, you don't know where the children have been, and it's like, whether it's 2 days a week, all it takes is for one person to be exposed and then the whole school is exposed. Everybody touched this door, everybody said it, this, you know. So it's one of those things.
With that decision, would that change if you were to get the vaccine or not?
I'm falling back from that vaccine for now. I mean, of course I want to travel, but again, travel is not the same. And the type of traveling I want to do, you know, is, I just can't really foresee me doing it right now. It's too much and it's too complicated. And all the back, I'm going
to Dubai in July. So, and you got any good spots?
I love Dubai.
You got a good spot?
I got, I'll give you the rundown. You know, I've been to Dubai, so I'll give you all the rundown on the places to go. So I know that they are accepting. So the thing is, you have to take a COVID test going and coming back. My worst fear
is to be stuck.
Is to be stuck. That's the only reason why I can't do it right now. Because I got kids to come home to. You know, I'm not going, like, I mean, who would not? Dubai is so beautiful. I mean, I would love to be quarantined there if I had to, but not away from my family and my kids.
Yeah, so to go in Dubai, it's a negative COVID test 96 hours. To come into the U.S.,
okay,
it's a negative COVID test for 48.
Okay, so you have... So how many days are you going for? Okay, I went for 8 days. So, yeah. Are you flying out of Philly?
Yeah, flying out of Philly. And then we go to London. We got layover in London for like 2 hours.
Okay. Well, that's it. I wish you would have had a longer layover. That way you would have been able to, like, see it.
Yeah, I got a layover coming back for 4 hours. But they said the best layover is like 6 hours.
Yeah, because you can't really do much.
That's what I felt. I was just like 4 hours in a whole different place I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I flew straight out of EWR both ways. Shocked. Going.
The private,
it was
you took the
12,
private plane?
I did not. Going. It was 12 hours. Returning, it was 14 hours. When I tell you, my anxiety, I wasn't drunk or high or nothing, but I was. I also had a sinus infection that I was just getting over before I went. So I was kind of doping myself up on the trip, trying to feel better. And it just wasn't, it didn't help because I went up in the air knowing that I hadn't fully, I had antibiotics for it, but I was like on my
last day of them.
Yeah, the flight is really, really long. But you know, listen, what I tell people is you go and experience those things for yourself. Letting somebody else tell you their experience and all those. No, doesn't do it justice. But yeah, we're going to talk about it. So yes, Jay-Z did a thing recently. Another thing. He's always doing
this nigga
something.
Made $600 million in about like 3 weeks.
Doing what?
So
what did he
we talked about his first deal 2 weeks ago. We talked about how he did a situation with Moët. They bought 50% of his Ace of Spades company. So that expands his reach with his product. And now he sold Tidal. So he sold a portion of Tidal to Stripe. Stripe is responsible for every fucking thing. And pretty much just takes the streaming platform to another level. So
A lot
of people don't really understand how this business game works, right?
It's not a sense of
you work, you develop something. You spend 50 years of it, you die with whatever the case is. That's not how they do it. That's not how the wealthy do it.
That's not
how
they
create something. Absolutely. They get it going. They build it, and their competitor notices them and say, listen, we'll cut you a check. They take that check and they go build something else. And they do it over and over and over and over again. That's how you build wealth. It's never you keeping hold. Like, even when you do real estate, I'm not a real estate agent. I have no real estate advice, but I know for a fact you don't buy a one-family home and sit on it and got $100,000 in debt while you have a tenant that only pays $1,000. It's going to take you 1,000 weeks to pay that goddamn money off. So that doesn't make sense. So you just continue to just build something, sell it, build, sell, build, sell, build, sell. But Jay-Z killing.
He is, and you know, that brings me to something else we got to talk about regarding my home and buying and all that. We'll talk about that another time as well. But yeah, I seen a few people saying that they were calling Jay-Z a sellout, saying how
during the NFL shit
he always talks about recently once he did this deal they were like saying, well, you know, he talk about Brian Black and, you know, keeping the money in the, you know, and then he goes and sell to the white man, and it's like, who wouldn't for that, you know, like who wouldn't, you know? And you know, it's just one of those things where it just makes
it's sense. It's always going to be somebody with something to say, but they're not going to understand it until it's just like, oh, that could be a setup play. It's just like maybe he needed that capital to sit there and take that $600 million from those two deals to build or something else. Maybe he's doing stuff with the NFL. He chooses all the acts for the Super Bowl now because he's with the NFL. So he has that kind of relationship. Maybe later down the line, he can somehow own an NFL team. It's always a stepping stone. Jay-Z is not the type to just do something and sell out this, that, and the third. Jay-Z, if anything, he's been doing the most philanthropy work as far as African-Americans are concerned. So people just don't know what they're talking about.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. Like, why sit on something when you know you can get
paid
so much more than what it's actually, you know?
Like,
I don't
let's say iHeartRadio wanted to buy this podcast for $100 million. See ya!
What?
Bye-bye.
What? You talking about Dubai? We fucking ran a move to Dubai.
I don't want to Dubai. I like it here.
You like it in Philly?
Well, I like it where I'm at. I'll put that. I like it where I'm at. I stay out of the way. I get the seat. Like, I don't... The ratchet stuff and the things that happen in Philly, I got mixed emotions for it. Like, it's very interesting to me. I find it hilarious at times. And it's just, I don't know. It's just been a part of my life for
so long.
I mean,
there's no place like home.
Right. I would never want to separate myself from it to be like disconnected. It's just very interesting, like what always happens here. It's always something.
No, you're right. You're right. I get it. I feel the same way. There's no place like home. I'm like Dorothy when it comes to that. I don't it's no other place I've lived. Well, I've only ever lived in DC. Okay. But I mean, I definitely enjoy going to other cities and states to visit. I do want to move.
Where you
want to
go?
To the South someday. Mm-hmm. Well, when I get older and retire, maybe. Because I want a big house. And I mean, my son just moved to Orlando. I mean, that's definitely a good option. But I mean, I don't want to be nowhere where I got to deal with earthquakes and natural disasters and all that. But I mean, I would like to be, I would say like maybe North Carolina or
they be having floods and freezing shit.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I would definitely.
You really can't get away from the weather. It's really everywhere. I just learned the map not too long ago. Not to say I didn't know it, but I completely forgot. Like, I didn't know where Missouri was. I didn't know where, like, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana.
Yeah. You know what? Working in the field that I work in, I've learned so much about, like, geography that I didn't know. I mean, not of course you knew as kids, but like getting older, you really don't. But then it's like once shit start happening in the world, then you pay attention. It's like, oh, hold on, wait a minute, is that me?
Did you ever go cross country?
Like drive from
Philly to LA, I saw like a meme. They did like it was like an outline of the United States, but the way that they visited every state in the United States.
Every state. I mean, no, I've never done that. I actually did, and I keep seeing it like on social media. I did see that there's a train ride that takes you through like cross country and it stops at a bunch of different places. Like, I did see that. I don't know if it's, I've seen people in the like comments like, yeah, there's, you know, I did, but you know, people be lying. So I don't know anybody per se that's actually done it. And I don't really know if it actually really exists, but it's definitely something that I would be interested in doing for sure.
I would love to do it. I just feel like it's too much, still too much racism in the United States. I'm not trying to get like fucking stuck in the middle of nowhere. And it's like, I get fucking assaulted on some people I don't know because I'm in the wrong side of town. So I'm gonna just go to all the places all the black people go.
That's like, did you watch Lovecraft Country?
What is that? That's on Netflix?
It's on HBO. It was on HBO.
Come on, bro, with all this expensive stuff. Who got that?
I mean,
HBO.
Listen, it's HBO. Whoa. Like, I'm sorry. I mean, it's like $10 to a month.
HBO, how ballers operate. You get money,
cut
dog.
Cut it out. It's a really good, it's like basically in the Jim Crow era, like it shows like a lot of the, it's kind of like it has a lot of sci-fi to it. And you know what? I don't even
want to go into it. All
explain right. it. Really, I can't really explain it, but I mean, it's definitely something that I think you would enjoy. Okay. Cause I know you liked Watchmen too, right?
Watchmen.
Didn't we talk about, didn't you say you liked Watchmen?
I don't know. Sure I did.
You never watched, did you watch Watchmen?
Of course
Watchmen?
I didn't. But that's fine.
Of course you didn't. Okay, well, then you didn't say
that's fine.
Anything.
I'll still watch it, though. So watch Watchmen. And what's the new thing on HBO called?
It's not a new thing. It's been out for a couple months. It's called Lovecraft Country.
All right.
And it has the guy from The Wire in it. What's his name?
Oh, well, I'm
Omar. It's Omar. And it has Jesse Smollett's sister.
Jesse, What they used to call him? Juicy
Smollett's sister. She's in it, and I forget her name, but yeah, it's really good. Check it out. All right, we got a little.
No, we didn't. Here. People love this. It's just dialogue. They'd be all right.
No, we really didn't. This is for sure.
First of all, I just want to say, Coming to America came out this past Friday,
right?
And that shit was trash.
Did you watch it? Oh my God. Well, I disagree. So I'm glad you felt like it was trash. Okay. I'm gonna let you tell why
they should have let it. They should have left it alone. It was just like it was rushed. They had tons of people in it that just didn't even need to be there. Obviously, the only one who couldn't return was the mother because she passed away. But it was just, I don't know. Like, they could have picked a better son. He didn't even seem like he was African.
Yeah. I agree.
I was just like,
I mean, well, he wasn't. He was Americanized, so.
Yeah, that would make sense. I guess that would make sense.
I mean, he didn't look like the mother or the father, but I guess
right.
You know,
it was very confusing and forced.
Okay, I will say I kind of agree with you. However, I wouldn't say that the movie was trash, but I will say that I do appreciate the fact that after 30 semi years, they were able to create something with 99% of the original actors. Doing a paparazzi, we were able to give Black people something to do, you know, to give them a check, put some money in their pocket. You know, they put this production on. A lot of these actors and actresses I haven't seen in years. You know, it's like, where are they now? So it was good to see them. It was like a good reunion that had to happen, but it shouldn't have happened. So it's one of those things where I appreciated that. And I do feel like maybe the plot should have been different. I felt like you said, it was too many cameos. I don't know what the call sheet or what they checks look like or who got what. Or whatever, but I mean, like I said, Rick Ross had like two lines, and it was filmed in his house, so it was only you know, he was there. Shout out to Rick Ross. I'm actually drinking Bel Air as we speak.
This is just too much money. HBO, Bel Air.
You know, we're not going to do that. Like we're not going to do that. But yes, I am. This is not a paid sponsorship, but I'm Rick. If you listening. I fucking love Bel Air. And fast as I get it, my son used to always come and take a bottle here and there too. He's no longer here, so I'm able to keep my Bel Air as I buy it. So yeah, shout out to Rick Ross and Bel Air. Again, this is not a paid sponsorship, but we would definitely love it. That's Rick. Rosé, you know. So yeah, but like I said, I did I chuckled. Yeah. It made me feel good because what a lot of people don't know, and I'm sure do you know my favorite movie is Coming to America of all time? So I kind of take this personal.
All movies?
Of every single movie, my favorite movie is Coming to America. Hands down. That's my favorite movie because I'm silly as shit. I grew up watching this. My Aunt Robin, this was like something we would watch religiously. We can probably recite the movie from beginning to end. So it's one of those type of movies where I grew up with it. It's part of my culture, you know? So I kind of feel like I went into this with not with high expectations. Mm-hmm. Not that I expected it to be a bust, but it was just like, maybe it shouldn't have been called Coming to America. Maybe it should have been called something else. Whereas though people wasn't expecting what they got the first time. Doesn't make sense? Because it's almost like when you name something, that's kind of like your name Leroy and you got a son and he named Leroy Jr. But you look like Shamar Moore and this little nigga look like Biggie Smalls. So it was like, hold on, Leroy Jr. ain't home, man. Like, so I kind of feel like, I mean, sorry, Biggie. I love you, Biggie. Biggie, I know you're listening because I know you're
anybody named Leroy too. It's just a scenario.
Sorry, Leroy. That's just what came out. You know, anybody named Leroy.
I mean,
like,
Leroy. Wow.
Leroy. But yeah, so it's kind of like I feel like everybody was expecting this laugh out loud, laugh from beginning to end. Because the first one, it wasn't like we laugh at every minute, but it was funny. It had a lot of, you know, and then I did see a lot of people, a lot of Africans saying that, well, not a lot, but I did see a few, maybe two.
That's a lot.
Saying, you know, how they felt. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. You know, saying more right. than one that's is a lot to me. So basically saying that they felt that the first one was like a mockery of the African culture Lord. Versus the second one. They said it was more so like culture appropriation. And you know,
probably
right. Well, back like in, I said, I'm drinking back in the day. Me out.
Like, if you really like, we didn't have the culture appropriation. You are correct that. Or the culture standards that we should abide by back then.
Right. Like now, it's so many things that is inappropriate.
That's why I don't say nothing.
So many things that are, it's like, oh, that's yeah. racist, or oh, that's this, or oh, that's colorist, or oh, that's free. You know, it's like, come on. Like, it's just a fucking, but it's a thin line and I get it. So, I mean, whatever. But again, I'm going to laugh either way. I don't give a fuck.
That's the Bel Air talking.
If I find it funny, I'm a laugh. I'm just saying, because I mean, everybody's so uptight
when
it comes
yeah.
to certain things. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, like, come on, it's just fucking jokes. You know, like, we all know Eddie is, and then they try to, oh, because Eddie, he was
oh,
that
Lord.
White woman.
Don't bring up
now
his
relationship. He just whitewashed the whole shit. He ain't himself no more. The Illuminati,
not the Illuminati.
Got him. Like, it's so, the Illuminati. Like, you know how people are. But, you know, again, like I said, I don't agree with you, but I don't mm-hmm. disagree with you. I just wish that, I mean, just enjoy the movie. I watched it once, probably gonna watch it again.
Yeah,
I think I gotta
watch it again.
It's one of those movies where, yeah, it's one of those movies where I feel like I gotta watch again. And I mean, I probably like more, fine more. It's not one of those things where you really miss something the first time. It's just one of those movies. It's like, it's definitely not going to be considered a classic. It's not going to be one of those movies where how they put up all Eddie's movies and it's like Harlem Nights, Life, Coming to America, Boomerang.
And yeah, they're not doing Coming to America too.
But, you know, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, shout out to the whole cast of Coming to America. Shout out to Black appropriation, is that?
Yeah. So, yeah.
yeah.
Good job.
So, you know, have it. So,
Drake drops the music on Friday. It's three songs. That shit is called Scary Hour. That shit is all that.
Three oh, I gotta listen
songs.
To it. I heard a clip of one. What's your favorite?
Oh,
or you just
God.
Like,
oh. My favorite one is Wants and Needs featuring Lil Baby. Even the Lemon Pepper freestyle is crazy, but Lil Baby went berserk on Wants and Needs.
Okay, and that's the one I keep hearing everybody talk about. I love Lil Baby.
He can't play basketball.
So, he can't play. Did you get this?
Yeah.
Did I send you that?
Yeah,
You
sent me the stretches. I posted the picture when he did a free throw. That shit was terrible. Yeah,
oh, no. Well, I mean, you know, hey, stick to rapping. Listen, everything
hell yeah.
for everybody.
They just expect because you black,
everything
you jump high, you good at sports.
They think that you, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, we not, nope. What else happened over, like, this
speaking
past
of
week
International Women's Day and Women's Month, we have to protect Meg at all costs because the queen was... was hating on her.
So did you watch? Okay, so last night, for those who don't know what we're discussing and who we're discussing.
Hit it.
Last night, Meghan Markle and yep. Prince Harry did an interview with Oprah on, was it CBS or something? I didn't watch it because I was watching the game. I was trying, for one, the game was watching me. I had gotten kind of late when it had just came on. I was a little drunk from brunch. I got in the shower and it just was on. So I didn't watch it. I wonder if I can catch it because I would like to watch it so we can further discuss next week because I know I want to get
okay,
into
yeah,
it.
Then we can further discuss it next week because I didn't see it neither. I just saw highlights. They were just talking about how
right. Okay, so
she was like, mm-hmm. they were talking about how they can't have security protect the baby even though he's an heir because of his and his mm-hmm. they're concerned about his skin tone.
Pretty much,
yeah.
colorism yeah. and just racism and just yeah. be. I mean, but what do you expect? It's kind of one of those situations where I don't. You see how they treated mm-hmm. Diana, right? And she was all YT. So, if for her to think that I don't care how much African American she may got in her bloodline, you still a nigga in their eyes.
That's all their eyes. And not just the queen.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what you do, how much money you got. Oh, you still a nigga. Jay-Z said it in the OJ story.
Yes. So yeah, I definitely wanna dig into it a little bit more next week, once after we've watched it. Hopefully we can catch it YouTube somewhere. It's the 2 hour interview. Yeah, and with my anxiety, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to wait for the spark notes.
I'm gonna wait for the spark notes.
But I'm gonna try my best because I really want to I really wanna see it. I really wanna see it. And I mean, again, like you said, protect Meghan Markle at all costs. She's pregnant again.
Of course.
She's pregnant
now.
She
got that fire.
I don't know when the interview was, but she didn't look pregnant in the interview from the clips I saw. It could have been months ago before
she... 9 times out of 10, it was during, once things start opening up again after COVID. So probably during the summertime.
Oh, no. You know what? They just, it's on TMZ. Like, I just seen a clip. She is pregnant. She's like, she has like a little...
Okay, well, never mind. Never mind my story.
Yeah, it's, I mean, but, you know, again... it's what's funny is I seen a clip of Prince Harry when they were interviewing him. Somebody was interviewing him and he was like walking. And he was reciting the lyrics to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's theme song. And it was hilarious to me, like actually hearing him rap it, like he actually knew it, you know, and it was so funny. It's like you think that him being over there royalty, like what the hell does he know about the Fresh
that brown
Prince
sugar.
Of Bel-Air? Like, you know?
That brown sugar.
He's definitely, yeah. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that so we can discuss that a lot more next week. So we do have a quick discussion that I want to bring up. I want to introduce another segment
today. Oh, I'm interested.
Today.
What's it called?
And it's going to be his and her. So it's going to be, I'm going to bring up the topic and we're going to both give our perspectives on a female versus male, you know. So I did you get the information that I sent you regarding the best man? So the best man reboot is coming and it's like a limited series show. I think it's going to be on Peacock. And I did notice that the best man was on, I think last weekend or something, and it came on like back to back. So I watched a lot of it. And I guess me being a lot older now, I was able to view it from a different perspective. You know, so we all know the story of the best man. Lance was a football star. His best friend was Tay Diggs. He was a writer. He was married to Monica Calhoun. And so we're just really going to just discuss them three. So Lance, I guess they were like high school sweethearts. And he went to the NFL. He became, I mean, it's sad to say, because to me, it's like a double standard, but it's true. Like when you're dating or married to an athlete, it's kind of one of those things where it comes with the territory and with the cheating or infidelity, what have you. So apparently Lance cheated on Mia was her name, I guess, throughout their... whatever, but to me, he appeared to be a God-fearing man that prayed and things like that. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, I don't want to seem like I'm taking his side. I'm kind of on the fence here. So, Harper, which is his best friend, which is Tay Diggs, wrote a book. Now, in the book, he states that he slept with his best friend's wife, which is Mia. And the details of the book come out like right before the wedding. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Am I correct?
It's scheduled to drop, I think, either the week of the wedding or maybe a week after. But he had some early.
But
yeah,
then he got a
copy. He got an early release of it before it went to print.
Okay. Right. And his friends got a hold of it and read it. and the shit hit the fan. So in that situation, I want to know your perspective, and then I'll give my perspective as to who you feel was wrong. Do you feel that him being a compulsive cheater, her cheating on him with his best friend, was that justified? Was it payback? Was it something that he should take on the chin? You know, what's your perspective?
If you're cheating in any situation, I feel like everybody's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, I think the wife and the best man, because the best man broke guy code, and he literally allowed his best friend to think he was, you know, his fiance's one and only. So Harper pretty much made it seem like Mia was, you know, innocent as can be. And then, but Mia, she was being spiteful, and she broke a brotherhood because she knew they were best friends, and she still slept with Harper anyway. And it was for revenge because mm-hmm. of all she...
So you think
it was
she
revenge
did,
for
okay.
all the stuff that mm-hmm. he put her through. So I feel like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like everybody's wrong. I feel like,
okay.
Yeah, everybody's wrong. Go ahead. You got it.
No, I think that that's like a general.
Yeah, I mean, it's, so,
I don't know. Like, you that's kind of like a corny answer to me. I don't know if I want
okay, so
I'm
you got you
that.
Got Harper, you got Mia, and you got, what's the other guy's name? I forget his name. Lance. Okay.
Lance.
Or it's Chestnut. Lance. Got it. Mm-hmm. Lance, the mm-hmm. double standard as far as, oh, well, yeah, I don't necessarily feel like it's a double standard because with great opportunities come great responsibility. Yeah, you're a football player, this, that, and the third, but if you're okay. in a relationship, you should value relationship. However, if you cheat, okay. you know, you are subject to any consequence that happens from there on. So if she decides to cheat, it's all of a lack of communication within that situation. Harper should have known better to get in between two friends, but Mia and Harper had a moment. Cool. But I mean, she wasn't married and it was on some revenge shit. So, but Harper was mad at Lance because he broke his brother code. So, I mean, who's the most wrong out of everybody? I would say Harper, because from a guy's perspective, you don't sleep with your boy's girl, period. That's all off limits. So him beating his ass
yeah,
and almost throwing him
is,
over the balcony
yeah.
was like well deserved, because he didn't even come to him up front. He had to find out from a book.
Right. So I mean, okay, I guess then that you put it.
Yeah, that's
in,
my
in
that's
better
my,
perspective.
Real nigga answer.
So okay, well I guess we kind of agree. So it's not really like a you know I mean, but I will say that men tend to do shit throughout a relationship, and then when it's done to them, they can't take it. So, you know, it's like you shouldn't do to others what you don't want done to you, regardless of if it's with your best friend, your brother, your boss, your pastor. Keep in mind that my heart hurts mm-hmm. just like your heart hurts. I deserve loyalty just like mm-hmm. you deserve loyalty. Again, we're human. We're God-fearing. We all come from the same maker. No, you know, no cheating or no situation. Like, to me, it's like cheating is cheating.
Correct.
And it's wrong, no matter who it's with. So with that being said, do I feel that she went for the, she hit below the belt? I do. What I personally myself would have never done anything like that to that extent. Have I been known to cheat back at times? Or I mean, I'm going to plead the fifth, but I mean, I'm just going to say that.
Right.
That's definitely
yeah.
a thing, you know. But it's on because it's one of those things where. But again, if you decide to stay, not to say that you deserve it. But you kind of know what you're getting yourself into. So my answer might be all over the place right now. I'm just going to take my time.
Take your time. The congregation is here for you.
Pass around the plate And, you know, we, you know, so my thing is, it's like, all right, she was wrong. He was wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. It makes a left. Everything go left. So with that being said, I felt like he married her and he's never going to look at her the same. And I mean, of course we've seen part two where she dies of cancer or whatever, but it's almost like men don't look at women the same. And it's sad because you can do all the cheating. And then as soon as I do anything or you assume or whatever, then it's like, oh, it's the end of the world.
It's because like, us men have a notion. And a lot of men have this notion. And until the majority of women and the majority of men sit down and have a conversation, it's never going to actually come to an endpoint or an agreement or a compromise. Men feel women can't just have sex unemotionally attached, meaning they feel like anytime a woman lays down with another man, she's emotionally attached to that guy. So the reason why men are just like, oh, it's a double standard. The reason why it hurts more for men is because we're like, not only did you cheat on me, but you're emotionally attached to somebody else. Whereas guys are always like, well, I cheated just because I wanted something different. Yeah, yeah. It's
they just want a pussy. Or, yeah, I mean, and I get it. I get it. But I mean, so, and that's why you shouldn't cheat on me. If you, just because all you want is pussy and you're not emotionally attached to sticking your dick in a pussy and coming or whatever. And for women, I definitely agree. Unless you're in your whole phase and you just want some dick. But typically, most women do have to be emotionally attached or feel something right, or generally like something about this person, you know, and that's enough for a man to, you know, so it's kind of like
as a man, I would like to go on the record and say men's ego are more delicate than paper mache. If anybody knows what paper mache is, it's like, it's almost like tissue.
Mm-hmm.
But if it gets wet, it completely like just is destroyed. That's how men's ego is. Once a man's ego is bruised, hurt, whatever the case is, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Yeah, I mean, so
we
could
have a whole
so
episode
like,
on that shit.
Don't
cheat.
We can, and maybe one day we should invite some other women and men and see, you know, because this is a really good topic. You know, it's a really good topic because that was deep. And again, back when this originally came out, I was younger. You know, we were younger. So it was just like a movie to us. Now, as being an adult and a woman and a mother and experiencing certain things, is just like, damn, like, you know, like you can kind of relate to, I mean, for one, the story doesn't relate to me, but I'm just saying you can relate to a lot of things and characters and, you know, just situations is period, you know, so that's just what I just wanted to definitely have that. So there we have it. Our first session, his and hers.
I can't
We're
wait.
We're revisit this another
yeah,
day.
I'm
going to
give me some Bel Air too, so I can like really, you know, discuss that further.
Like, get into
yeah,
it.
Record,
get into
Harper
it.
Because he shouldn't have been in that situation, period. Because if it was another nigga, but then he wouldn't have had nothing for his book. And then a book wouldn't have came out.
Well, I mean, fuck the book. But do you think Lance would have felt would he have been? Because he cried the whole time during the wedding. And do you think he would have still married her? Do you think that he would have been able to get past it if it
yes,
were
it was
another
somebody,
nigga? I mean, of course his best
the only
friend
reason why
bad,
it was that
but
bad is because it was somebody he knew. It just hurts that much more.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, if you had to choose and somebody was going to cheat on you, would you rather them cheat with a stranger or somebody you know?
Right. I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't want you to cheat on me at all. That's why I've been training and I started a kickboxing. And you know, like,
violence is never
the
answer.
So, I mean, listen, I wake up every day.
What's your cousin
Beyonce
say?
That's just what it is.
Best revenge is your paper. Get your money.
I mean, me too. I'm gonna do that too, but I'm still gonna choose violence. I'm still gonna choose violence, okay?
Oh, no.
We're gonna hop into this letter.
Yes, and this is the part we've been waiting for. Hit All it. Right, so here we go. We just won. That's it, right?
Yeah, we could.
We was done everything. All right, so here we go. Hey, Miss September. I've been seeing a guy I met on Instagram for almost 2 months. We know a lot of the same people, and we follow a lot of the same people. We decided to link a few times, and in those times, we were sneaking. Nobody knows that we deal with each other, not even my best friend. We hooked up about eight times. Damn.
Seven to eight times in 2 months. That's once a week.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's probably just the thrill of it. Because nothing's more exciting than doing some shit you ain't supposed to do. Right. But I don't know nothing about that.
Like a sneaky link.
Right.
That's what I had seen on Twitter. Yeah. We just going. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to get back on what she's talking about. Okay.
Oh,
the sex is amazing. We don't even know each other's real names. Or know anything about each other.
Definitely don't know the last time they had a check or anything like that. Irresponsible.
I mean, fuck that, man. You gotta know that
this nigga can just delete his name and be on to the next.
She call this nigga.
Oh wow!
I'm about to say. It's like I don't know.
You're gonna make everybody go there. Add the real one.
I'm just joking. No, yeah, I don't know. She ain't say what his ad name is or whatever, but she said, we both prefer to keep it that way. It's exciting. But this past weekend, I saw a picture on the Explorer page of him getting married.
This nigga married?
I mean, according to the Explorer page, but damn. So, what the fuck? How could he not tell me this? Sis, he don't even know your real fucking name. Do
How could he
really
not tell
think
you
that
this?
He's taking it personal?
That's what,
you ain't even asking his real name.
Niggas
so
not just gonna give
you
information. You gotta ask him. Ask them.
This cannot be life. I went to his page after seeing the post and I was blocked. Damn.
Oh, come
Should
on, man.
I
nope.
send the girl
nope.
a message?
Nope, chill. Don't be coming with that hating shit. Mind your business. You ain't even know the nigga.
Yeah, she got... I agree with you on this one. I wouldn't even... Because, I mean, Nan is coming from a place of hurt and saltiness, and you couldn't have expected nothing more from...
It was sex and sneaky link.
I had a sneaky link turn into a damn 10-year relationship, so...
What is going on?
I mean, hey, it happens. But, I mean, sometimes you can get caught up. But, again, 2 months with 2 months is not really enough, especially when it's not like y'all were taking each other personal. It's not like, you know, within the 2 months, shit just kicked off and y'all was inseparable and y'all started talking.
That's one
you
of those feelings where it was a sneaky link.
It's a sneaky link.
She caught feelings, but didn't want to say something because he was just like, when we together, we together. When we not, we not. And it's fun.
We not.
This nigga married. Wow.
And then he got married.
City boys up. We up, baby.
Damn, he done got married and blocked her ass. So yeah, City.
Yeah, we up.
Is definitely up. Damn. I mean, y'all might not be leading, but y'all got another point. So, yeah, sis, I would say that's kind of fucked up. I mean, at this age, I don't like to say shit like dick comes a dime a dozen because it does, but not good dick. So, considering... considering you had 2 months of amazing sex, bottle that shit up.
Let's go back on Instagram.
And move on, you know. Don't put your feelings back in your back pocket. Don't wear that shit on your sleeve. Because you got us out here losing points and shit, sis. Like you just heard Ricochet say, that the City Boys are up.
Guess what?
Or us.
I like
so.
That.
You know what? So on that note, don't do it.
Please don't.
Don't go to that girl page.
Please don't.
Don't send her no message. Let that sister, like, cause that shit could get messy, and she may know her nigga, or she may not. You know, don't do that to another sister, because again, y'all knew what y'all was doing when you got into it. Like, you should have known whether he told you he had a fiance or not. It didn't matter, right. Sis. You don't even know his real name. So I mean, and apparently he blocked.
Nah, but
you,
listen,
so it's over.
Here's the silver lining to this, right? As long as you play it cool, mm-hmm. as long as you play it cool, he gonna come back around. I guarantee. When this nigga come back around, make sure you send us another email, because he will come back around. Summertime is coming.
Oh.
And he's coming.
You are right.
They always come back around. He gonna follow you or send you a DM. He's like, yeah, I was just checking on you, making sure you good. Like, you know what I mean? Or here's the kicker. If you fuck around, you do something, like, let's say you buy a house, he going to send you a DM and be like, I just want to let you know I'm proud of you. Like, you really doing your thing out here.
Or anything. I mean? Anything. From the school or... I mean, they know a lot of the same people, so... Yeah, so the thing is, he going to see you on your front page or whatever. I mean, and again... Like you said, y'all was sneaking, so don't nobody know that.
Just
y'all
make
was
sure when you
around,
go out,
but...
you dress to the nine. You looking good as hell. Yep.
That nigga, you make sure he going fuck. He's
yep.
going to
that nigga gonna be sick. Miss... Yep. Get dressed.
I kind of want to ask her what's the girl's fucking
I'm out
Instagram.
Here. I'm out here playing both sides,
see, but I. Yeah, I hear you, but I mean, you know, again, because I like just I, it's been too like it's been sis, go ahead, like just let it go, because that's like you coming from a place of saltiness and a place of hurt, bitterness, and that never gets you nowhere, because you know that's like you coming to somebody as a woman, and you know, that's like you coming to somebody as a woman and she's telling you like, oh, sis, I heard about you. I'm the one who fucking blocked you. Or, you know what I'm saying? You just never know. You don't want to, like, you don't need that for you. I don't like that for you,
right.
Sis. Just,
don't be
just
bitter.
Go ahead.
Just,
you know, go
to the gym. Keep it tight. Go to Fashion Nova. Get that discount code. Get them clothes. So summertime is coming. And make sure you on your P's and Q's. That's right.
Watch your hands.
Oh yeah,
wear
please.
Mask.
Please wear your
love
mask.
The
oh, ooh, you know, oh, I wonder if they were wearing protection. I hope they were. I hope she's not pregnant. I hope.
Oh, man, we not gonna think about that. You know, but that's a good question. I might actually email her back to see what. So you know,
yeah,
what?
We got
to. Probably have a part two. I mean, if she doesn't give me anything else juicy, then no, I'll just email her back. But if it's something that needs a follow-up, then it'll be a follow-up. But if she comes back later down the line and says, oh, guess what?
He's going to be back within 6 months. Guaranteed. That honeymoon phase is going to wear off around month two.
Because listen, if you engaged and you apparently wasn't happy, or maybe he was just sowing on his royal oats and this is back to fucking... coming to America, where maybe
probably.
He just was trying to get his last
probably.
Little shit off before he got married. And that's unfair, because at least tell me, let me know you using me for this little short period of time, that way I know
niggas are not going to do that.
I be involved
niggas
in.
Are
so
not
I mean, going to
do that
so many
because
parts, they're not because most,
exactly.
most bitches ain't going to be like
some
oh,
but we don't
I mean,
want to risk that chance
good,
there's no reason to tell the truth. The truth gives you a 50-50 opportunity to keep it going. Whereas if you lie, you got 100% getting what you want until you get caught.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, there you have it. I mean, you know, this is another episode
yeah.
of the Philly Joint Podcast.
Make sure you follow
podcast.
Us on Instagram, Philly Joint Podcast, DJ Ricochet 03, Miss September. Make sure you follow us. We're available on iHeartRadio, all social media platforms. iTunes podcast app, Spotify,
iTunes,
iHeartRadio, like I said before. And make sure, let them know.
Apple,
where
Google.
Do they send emails at?
Emails is PhillyJoinLive215@gmail.com. I will repeat, PhillyJoinLive215@gmail.com.
Yeah, so, you know, Great show, man. I love it.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be short and sweet, but, you know, we got in there today. We had to make
and up we're gonna for be back taking next week, a break right?
last week.
Oh.
We'll be back next week, and we're going to get more into the Meghan Markle and other things that it's going to be a bunch of other shit that we're going to have to talk about next week. I already know. All right, so thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We love you. We appreciate you. Yep. Happy International Women's Day. Yep. So all the women out there, all of our listeners, all of our supporters, even haters. All of our What's fucking that? Haters. Never mind. Like, we love y'all.
It doesn't matter what that is.
I don't know.
See y'all next week.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September from the Philly Joan Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ, Ricochet, on all major platforms.
P-H-I-L-A, period.